money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
Back to another episode of Prosper with Godspeed. This is your host, Godspeed. Hope y'all doing good today, tonight, whatever time, whatever day you listen to this, I hope you're doing good. As always, I'm going to start us off with a short prayer. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to progress, to develop, and get and become better people than the day before, Lord. Pray and ask that you will continue to help us to progress and be better than the day before. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So, hope y'all doing good, man. Today, I'm going to kind of re-talk about something that I already talked about in some episodes ago. But after having a good conversation with a real close friend of mine, and then watching, I don't know if y'all know, but Brandon Marshall, former NFL player, turned businessman. He has a podcast on YouTube called I Am Athlete. So, and I just watched the latest episode today, and it got me thinking. They were talking about some stuff on there. They got Chad Johnson, Fred Taylor, Channing Crowder, all former NFL players, business people now. And it's just really, It's a really good podcast for black black people, you know, and nothing against, it's a podcast for everybody. Anybody can watch the podcast, but it's for, Brandon, Jenny, Fred, Chad. Okay, so it's for four people. And every other week, they usually have a host. Like last week they had Cam Newton, which is a really good episode. And then this week, it was a really short episode, and it was about mental health. It wasn't really about mental health, but it was about Chad Johnson. His mom had died, I think, 2 weeks. I don't know when they filmed it, but she had died 2 weeks prior to them filming that episode. So they were talking about that, and Brandon Marshall, who was the host, was going around asking them, you know, what are y'all's mental states from business, personal, and mental? You know, they were like 10. Every last one of them said 10 in business. Because, like, we do this. We're going to always make sure the business straight. And everybody was like 10 in family. And when it got to mental health, they were like 7, you know. Two of them were like 7. And they started talking about 3 of them were like 7. Brandon was only 10. But they started talking about CTE and the recent passing of former NFL player Vincent Jackson. They were talking about that. And it just got me to thinking. I remember talking to my good buddy last week, and he was telling me, that he was having I'm not going to say hard time, but he was having a hard time finding balance. Excuse me, I got something in my teeth. It driving me crazy. But he was having a hard time with balance. And he, you know, it sounded like he was at the point where he was just kind of tired. And I immediately, you know, knew what he was feeling. Because as men, we tend to, I'm probably going to be going back and forth between the episode and what today's episode is about. But what I saw in today's, in that episode, I Am Athlete, kind of just ties into what I want to talk about today and how you need to have, you know, support system and stuff. So he was just telling me, man, I've been, you know, kind of stressed. You know, I got school, you know, being married. I got, trying to work on my health and all this stuff. He's like, I don't make time for myself. And I just feel kind of overwhelmed and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know, and I'm just letting him, he said, man, I even broke down, you know, like I broke down. I had a crying moment and, you know, I'm listening to him and I mean, we're on FaceTime and I'm like, bro, you know, I'm there with you. You know what I'm saying? Like 2 weeks ago, I had a breakdown in the middle of a parking lot, you know, just in a truck, just crying my eyes out, you know, cry so hard that I got a headache, you know. And I think as men, we like to try to suppress a lot of stuff. We suppress a lot of things. And Brandon Marshall was talking about on the episode how, you know, he just gave an example, I believe. I was eating, so I didn't really hear him. But he was like, he has two twins, a boy and a girl, Z and Ziggy. Those are his kids' names. And he said, so per se, my two kids run outside and they both fall. You know, my baby girl, it's like I'm going to pick her up. I'm going to validate her feelings and comfort her. With the boy, I'm just going to be like, you know, tough, you know, stop crying, toughen up, and all that type of stuff. And that got me to thinking. I'm like, man, it was just such a powerful episode. It was only like 35 minutes, but it was so powerful because that's how it is in our society. And if you go back a few episodes, you can see that I talked about mental health. And I even talked about it with Jason Nelson of Man of Standards. So mental health, like I say, that is something that is part of the Prosper to Godspeed brand. It's a holistic lifestyle. So I want to make sure I'm touching on a lot of these things so people, you know, who's listening, whether you're female or male, you can apply it to your life and you can check on people around you, man. So, because it's something so serious to me and it means so much to me because I know how it feels as a man going through life and experiencing waves of emotion, but feeling like you can't let it out because if you do, you're considered weak or sissy or punk or whatever that is. And it's just almost sad that our society has put that on men like that. You know what I'm saying? Like only women can show emotion or only women can cry. You know, and I was just telling my buddy, like, you good, man. You good, bro. I quickly shared with him, like, bro, I had the same thing, bro. I did the same thing. And I was so happy that he told me that because I felt like, okay, because I consider myself to be a part of his support system and I consider him a part of my support system. So, we chopped it up for a little bit and we talked and I can just look at him, you know, just look at him through the lens. I could tell he was tired, you know, he was tired and we talked yesterday and he was like, man, you know, I'm just going to take some time for me, you know. I want to take some time for me this weekend. You know, I'm going to try to get all my work done and I want to relax for myself. And that brings me to my next point. Balance is such an important part of your mental health state. You know what I'm saying? Like, as men, we're always, it's like we got to be on go all the time. We got to be on go all the time. We got to be doing something. We got to be making some type of money. We got to be trying to learn some type of skill all the time. Society has done that to us and has made, I'm not going to put it all on society, but, you know, we have toxic people who teach you wrong. You know, you can learn wrong. But, you know, for the most part, society kind of just tells us we have to be all these things at an early age, and it kind of sticks and follows us through adulthood until we hear something or find somebody who can help us break that chain so we can leave that where it's at. And I didn't know that he, you know, that my buddy was didn't have balance, really. You know what I'm saying? I never thought about that because he, you know, I just automatically assumed that, you know, you, as anybody, you would take time for yourself, but it ain't that simple for men, you know, it ain't that simple for men. And what's crazy is that if y'all listen to any of my episodes in the past, or if you know me personally, you know that I love video games. And I kid you not, I have not played my game in like a month. That is not like me. I usually play the game a few times a week, get on Madden, get on whatever, and just play, immerse myself in a fake world and just, you know, decompress from real life. And I haven't done it in a while and I'm feeling it. I'm feeling that pressure, you know, that I'm feeling tense because I'm not taking time for myself. It's like, I'm on the computer. I'm doing podcasts. I'm doing some research. I'm doing YouTube video. I'm doing this. I'm going out trying to make this money here and doing that and doing that. I'm looking at this job. I'm looking at that job. I'm doing this application, that application. And it's tiresome. Like, it's tiresome. And I feel like, a part of me feel like I don't deserve to play my game. I don't deserve to relax. And that's bullcrap. You know, that's really... It's really backwards, and it's harmful, you know. It's harmful because I'm working myself so hard mentally that it's like any small anything will probably like set me off, or I make me break down, and I don't like how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just be 100 with y'all. Even as the host and CEO of Prosper to Godspeed, you know, this is stuff that I'm still learning too. And my buddy was telling me that, and then I watched this episode, and I'm like, dang. And I'm just looking at these four grown black men, almost 40 years old, cry. You know, they're crying because Chad, you know, he's going through a tough time, and... You know, and you think, like, these people are millionaires, you know, like, they're millionaires, they got money, and they're just talking about, you know, sometimes I wake up on the wrong side of the bed, and I'm not this, and I'm not that, and, you know, I'm still battling with this mentally, you know, they're afraid, like, one of the guys was talking about how he was afraid that he might have CTE. He said some days he'd be thinking to himself, like, is this CTE, or this is just regular emotional stress, you know, because as football players, they've been beat upside the head so much, not physically, but I don't mean that physically here, but just by the media and doctors, that when they retire from the game and they have some type of imbalance, it's because they have CTE. It's not because they're normal humans going through stress. So it's just crazy. It's just crazy. And football is a violent sport. I don't want to get into that whole can of green beans, but it's a violent sport, and it's almost when you watch it, it's not sufficient. You know, you got grown men weighing, you know, between 150, 160 to almost 400 pounds running full speed and hitting you. So, you think about it a little bit, and you're just like, oh, okay. But I wanted to retouch mental health, because if you are a man and you're hearing this, like, build you a support system, okay? Chad Johnson was talking about on the episode, he said, you know, I don't have a support system. You know, I have my immediate family, you know, like my daughters, I don't know if it's his wife or his girlfriend, but I think he said it's for real. I'm assuming that's his significant other. But that's it, he said, you know, and I'm just like, dang, Chad, you know. And I would think he would say the guys on the show, you know, were his support system too. But they shared a real, real nice bro moment. They all got up and they all hugged, you know, and that just sent like a wave of emotion through my body. I was just like, dang, man, this is four grown black men hugging and being there for one of their boys who's having a hard time right now, you know, losing a parent, you know. And I'm just like, That's amazing. Like, that's how it needs to be. And they were talking about, you know, not being macho and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm just like, you know, a lot of the society now, if you don't have nobody in your life telling you that it's okay, you know, to cry, it's like you never learn how to, you know, like you never know that you can, and it becomes a problem. So you got to have a support system, man. You got to have some real support. You got to have some real support. Like I told y'all, on the last episode that I called my buddies and I just talked to them, man. Just, you know, guys I was really close with in college. I just talked to them, you know, cause God forbid, you don't want to get a call from another buddy and be like, yo, such and such did this. And, you know, they did this, and you don't want to hear that type of stuff, you know. So you wouldn't want to check on your people. So you have to check on your people too, but you have to be inside of a support group that's going to check on you as well, that's going to be there for you, you know. And I'll be honest, not all men are susceptible to other men crying and being vulnerable. Like, you have to be around the right people for that, you know. Nowadays, I would say it's getting better, because I feel like the generation before myself, it was not like that. It was a lot of, you know, if they cried, they cried in private. Nobody saw it. Not even their wife, not even their girlfriend. He cried in private. But now, yo, you got some homies that'll call you up and like, bro, I just need to talk, man. I'm feeling real down, this and that, this and that. You know, and that should be welcome. You know, because you don't want to lose somebody close to you, right? Like a homie that's close to you. You know, you don't want to lose them. So you should open up that door so them to come vent to you, to talk to you. And I want to make that clear to all my friends too. When I talk to them, like, man, you can call me anytime. You know, just if you need to vent, just vent, bro. Just vent. You just call me and vent, man. Get it off your chest. You know, cause we're really taught differently. I don't know how it is as a young white male growing up, but as a young black man, when I was growing up, you know, mom would you know, check on you and stuff like that. But for the most part, when it came to like adult men, you really didn't get that. And I was fortunate though. I think you know, my dad did a really good job being there for us and stuff like that when we were, you know, going through whatever, building us up and stuff like that. But when I used to, like, see other people, other kids react, you know, interact with their dad when they were crying and stuff, it was, stop that crying. You got to be tough. You got to do this. You got to be that. And I'm just like, and at the time, I'm like, yeah, I got to be like this. Got to be tough. Can't cry. Only girls cry, you know, and I it's just so wrong. It just, I got older, and you start to, you really know you're maturing when you start to understand your emotions. when you start to say, this is why I'm upset. This is what's bothering me. And you can, you know, you can cry or you can be, you know, sad. There's nothing wrong with being sad. Something's wrong with being sad if you're constantly sad all the time. And I talked about that last time, for like 2 weeks at a time. If you're sad 2 weeks straight, you should seek, you know, help and get a counselor, because that means you probably suffer from a severe case of depression or something like that. But, guys, we got to build a support system, a real good support system. Like, to see them dudes hug each other, bro, they'll just show you how far the men emotional state has come. Because I really wholeheartedly believe in my heart that a few years ago, I would say probably the early 2000s, you weren't seeing that. You were not gonna see four grown men getting a big bro hug. No, you weren't gonna see it. And to see that, it says a lot. And it's, you gotta have that support. You gotta have somebody to talk to. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody is going to listen, but you always going to have, everybody should have that one person who's going to listen to them and let them talk, let them get their feelings out, and not there to give advice, but they're just there to live it. And to listen and only give advice when you ask for it, you know? And I really felt it in my spirit, in my heart, to kind of touch on mental health again, because talking to my friend, and hearing what he was going through mentally, and I'm just like, dang, not him. You know, he's a you know, solid cat. He's a solid cat. And he was telling me that, I'm just like, dang. You just never know. You know, you just never know. Because I see him as a person who, I ain't going to say who got everything together, but he just seems like a pretty, you know, goal-driven guy. Be everything on paper, you know, go complete it. And when he told me that, and it's just like, dang. And then I started thinking about myself immediately, just reevaluating what I've been going through the last few weeks. And it's literally been podcast, 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 YouTube, 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 YouTube. Look for this job, look for this job, look at this job, look at this job, look at this job, look at this job. All this type of stuff. Do this, do this, gotta do this, gotta do this. And then on top of being a husband, I think it's like the icing on the cake for a lot of men mentally, you know, especially when things aren't going as planned, like, you know, financial situation, job situation. All of that on top of what we're already feeling as stress, I mean, as just normal life, and then with, you could say, stress, and then on top of the pressure of being a husband. Like, when I say pressure of being a husband, it's not pressure, but it is pressure. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's not like bad pressure. It's just like this constant thought, like this, I ain't gonna say it's like a dark cloud, but it's a cloud over your head, like, because you're the spiritual leader. As a husband, you're the spiritual leader of the family. So you got to make sure you're in check so you can make sure things are in check. And then when you're, you know, expending energy here and there, a lot of the times that part of your life can suffer, you know. And right now it's just myself and my wife. But, you know, I want to have us in a position that when we start having kids and our kids get older, you know, a lot of my time can be devoted to my family and not work per se. But that's neither here nor there right now. But if you're a woman listening to this, if you have a boyfriend or a husband or a fiance, just know that, like, they need to talk too, you know. And you probably been with them long enough to where you see social cues, like, you see their cues, the way they hang their head, the way they talk, tone in their voice. I was, my wife and I, we were walking the other day, and she says, "What's wrong?" And I'm like, "Nothing, you know." She's like, "No, something's wrong. You're looking down and all this type of stuff. Your voice changed." And I'm just like, "Well, I might as well tell her now, because she know I'm upset, or she know I'm thinking about something." So, when y'all see that when you see a man react that way, or you see him like that, he's asking for you to ask him what's wrong. Like, I know a lot of time there's a bunch of women podcasts out there, YouTube videos where women talk about that stuff for men. But women, I want to talk to you all for us, because, you know, a lot of the times y'all, I feel like y'all just be thinking the same thing too. Like, "Oh, he alright, you know, he cool, he the man." No. We it's like we don't know how to say it. Like, y'all don't even say it, right? Y'all not gonna go and say, some of y'all will, but y'all, for the most part, it's not like, I need to vent to you. I need to tell you something. You know what I'm saying? I need to just talk about what I'm feeling right now. A lot of times it's not that simple, but it becomes a little easier when, you know, the guy or the girl says, "What's wrong? Talk to me. You okay? You know, what's the matter?" You know, because I don't know what it is, but that nurturing, that sentence of nurture is just like, it opens up, like, the dialogue. Like, okay, it's okay to speak. It's okay to say what I'm feeling right now. So, women, if you know your man, he's usually a happy guy or confident guy or whatever the case may be, and you sense a slight, I mean, not every time something is wrong, but for the most part, I can speak for myself. If I'm acting different, I'm thinking about something too much, or I'm stressed out or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So, and a lot of times I can't, you know, I want to, but it's hard. It's like hard to say, to just come out with it. But if I'm being asked what's wrong, then I can, you know, I feel like it's okay to open up. I don't know why men are constructed like that, but we just are. And that's why we suffer. And that's why the suicide rate is higher amongst our gender. So it's just a lot of stuff that, you know, we try to process and deal with at the same time. And a lot of times it kind of like backfires. So men, you know, good support system, solid, you know, solid people in your life, you know, you gotta have that. And just know it's okay to cry. Like, it's okay to cry. It's okay to, you know, you ask any man over, ask any man over about 50, they'll probably tell you it's okay to cry. Anybody under that, they'll look at you kind of funny, maybe. But anybody over 50, they'll say it's okay to cry, man. It's okay to feel upset. It's okay to vent and all this and all that. So, cry. You know, if you gotta cry by yourself, that's fine. Like when I was in my truck, you know, working, delivering food, and I'm just sitting there waiting on orders to come through, and I just started to think, I started to think a lot of stuff, you know, like why is this happening, why are we going through this? You know what I'm saying? I started thinking about all that type of stuff, man. And I just got so worked up that I started crying, you know. And at my age, I feel like it's hard for me to cry, you know. And I feel like sometimes I be just making myself cry. But that was a real cry. Like, I cried like I was when I was a kid, you know, when got in trouble or got a whooping or something like that. I cried, you know. No snot or nothing. But I cried hard to where I'm a dark-skinned fella. So I looked in the mirror and you can see my skin red. So I had cried, man, and it kind of felt good. And crying is like a release. I'm not sure. I don't know the scientific term or technical term, but I'm pretty sure it releases something. Because every time after I cry, I feel some type of relief. You know, some pressure go away. So, man, we got to talk more. We got to continue to be open and vulnerable with people close to us. Like, you got to know if you can trust a person or not. I can't make the decision for you. But we got to continue to be open. We got to continue to seek help. We got to continue to speak up when we're not feeling our best, you know. So continue to do that, man. Continue to do that. Build your support system. I hope y'all found this episode really helpful in some of the information. Beneficial. I don't get paid for mentioning people in my podcast, but I Am Athlete is a great podcast, and I'm gonna be honest, I got a like, this is my podcast, and I don't really listen to a lot of podcasts. I try to every once in a while, but I'm not that big of a person to listen. I really don't listen to podcasts that much, long story short. But I Am Athlete is a podcast. Right now it's a video podcast. I guess that's a term for it. But it's almost set up like a talk show. It don't even seem like a podcast. You know what I'm saying? So, entertaining. Chad Johnson, always bringing the laughs. Brandon Marshall and those guys are really funny. They have great chemistry. And they're informational. So, great podcast if you want to check that out. I Am Athlete on YouTube. I hope y'all enjoyed this. I hope y'all find it beneficial. I hope y'all come back for the next episode. Always and forever, Godspeed.
Got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me. Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week. Oh, yeah. Four season, nigga, I need breakfast.